This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Brian Cool, CEO of Progressive Agriculture Foundation, about how to keep kids safe on the farm. Brian, if you would, tell us what makes the Progressive Agriculture Foundation's approach towards on-farm safety unique.
So for over 30 years, we have been providing safety education and training to youth through our Progressive Agriculture Safety Day program. It's a program that's available to any community throughout North America. And this year alone, we will have over 400 of these Progressive Agriculture Safety Days being held for youth ages 4 to 13. The unique piece about it is twofold. Number one, it's very specific and customizable to the community, to the location. So we don't have any specific curriculum, any specific topics that we require any safety day to perform or teach to the children. We leave that up to the community leaders. What is interesting in their community? In the Midwest, we may be more focused on teaching livestock safety, grain safety, ATV and UTV safety, one of our most popular topics in the last couple of years. But if you go into the southern part of the United States, they may be more focused on water safety, sun safety, some of those topics that are more specific to their region, as well as important to their community. And we really leave that up to the communities to be able to pick from the over 30 plus topics of safety and health that we have, as well as the hundreds of hands-on activity, which brings me to the other unique piece of the program. And that is that all of our curriculum is age specific. So we focus on safety messages specifically for that age of child. We don't talk about general safety. We talk about specific messages for the age group. So we teach fire safety and fire prevention. For the older children in our age group of 4 to 13, those older kids may learn more about potentially how to use a fire extinguisher. And they may get to do the hands-on activity to actually put a fire out with a fire extinguisher or a simulated fire with a fire extinguisher. For the younger age group, we're going to focus not on fire extinguishers because that may be a little bit too mature for them, but we're going to focus instead on what are the escape routes from their home? How do you get out of each of your rooms in your home to get outside if there was a fire? Where is your family meeting place in the event that you have to evacuate your home? How do you do stop, drop, and roll? And why is that important to know? So we really focus that curriculum and allow those hands-on activities to be specific for the age group. The other thing is, I mentioned hands-on. We want this to be engaging. We want this to be fun. If the kids are having fun, if they're doing well learning, then they are going to have that mindset instilled. They're going to remember that experience. Now, as I mentioned, I have two teenage kids. When they come home from school, I'll ask them, hey, what happened at school today? What did you learn? What did you do that was exciting? And the most common answer I get on any given day is, it was boring. It was school. We didn't do anything. But if they're engaged in something like this, an experience where they get to do something that's hands-on and fun, they're going to want to come home and talk about it with me as their parent, with others in our family, and say, you wouldn't believe what we learned. You wouldn't believe what we got to do today. Let me show you this demonstration. Now, not only have they been engaged in the learning and have a takeaway from that learning, but now I've been engaged in that learning as well. And that can continue right up through the community. We know that the Progressive Agriculture Safety Day has had an impact when we start getting calls and feedback from parents saying, my child came home and shared their experience and what they learned, and they said, I'm not doing something safe. They've shared that I need to be wearing my helmet when I'm riding the ATV. I need to be wearing hearing protection when I'm mowing lawn. That's when we know that the message is hitting home and that we have made an impact, not only on that child's life, but on their family's life, as well as through the entire community.
Brian, what resources are out there to help kids stay safe?
So first and foremost, as I mentioned, the Progressive Agriculture Safety Day is a great resource you can bring to your community. It's available to anyone to bring in. The easiest way to find out more information about that program, as well as to sign up, get your name to us so that we can start having conversations of how we can make that possible in your area, is by going to our website at progressiveag.org and click on the Get Involved button. On our website, you can also visit our YouTube channel where we have a number of videos. Over the last several years, we created a whole treasure trove of safety videos, many of them taught by children for children. So those are opportunities for your kids to get involved with some online learning and your whole family involved as well, but to see different topics and how they're taught and demonstrations, whether that's ATV, tractor rollover, PTO safety, and even into sun safety, mental well-being, and stress. So we have a whole treasure trove and a lot of different topics that we cover there.
Folks, we've been talking with Brian Kuhl, CEO of the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. And Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, Mike. Make every day a safety day.
Thank you for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.